on November 14th, 2018.
Okay, we'll call a regular town board meeting for the Town Electric Plant Move Order on Wednesday, November 14th at 1:00 PM. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Someone.
I'll second. Been made and seconded to approve the agenda, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of 5842, 5851 through 5918, and the ambulance fund of 1763 to 1766.
I'll move approval of those vouchers.
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the October 17th, 2018 regular town board meeting.
I'll move for approval.
I'll second those since Bob wasn't here.
Yep.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Treasurer's report.
Nothing too much happening, except we did get our quarterly transportation aids of $84,887.15. That came in mid-October. So the balance in the regular account is $913,515.77. And in the ambulance, $468,211.98. And I'm getting ready now for starting the tax season. I have the letters have been printed, we have those back, and so just kind of waiting for the county to do their thing. And then the fun starts.
We don't know yet, that we won't know.
Transportation?
Transportation aids, we've.
No.
Back to, haven't heard anything different.
So we're using the same figures?
We're using the same figures as what we had last year.
They said we had to.
Yeah.
I'd move that we approve the report.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Number 10, discussion approval of WPS lighting contract. We got a contract from Public Service, and these are for the lights on Cemetery Road. Currently, they're regular paper lights, and they want to upgrade them to LED lighting. Nine of the 12 lights that are out there, which actually I think is a good idea. I have been talking to George Thompson. The tribe is looking at trying to put some additional lights up out there. And they would be looking for, I believe, some grant funding, and then also work out some type of agreement like we have with them along Highway 47 and that type of thing, where, you know, the tribe puts the lights up and we then pay the bills. So, but this is a start with changing those lights over to LED lights. I think it'll make things a lot brighter out there, and then we'll have to work on the possibility of putting up some additional lights, too.
I think the LED is less costly.
They're less costly.
As far as paying the bill.
Yep.
You put a new one on the corner of 47 and F. Beautiful.
Yeah, they're a lot brighter, a lot nicer.
And the cost of the equipment is coming down, too.
Exactly.
So I think it's a win-win.
I'll make a motion for approval.
And I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the Public Service lighting contract for Cemetery Road. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of Resolution 2018-02, resolution to waive the treasurer's short-term bond. Comes up every year. Yep, comes up every year this time of year to waive the treasurer's bond for tax season.
I'll make a motion for approval.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve Resolution 2018-02, resolution to waive treasurer's short-term bond. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 12, discussion LRIP program. Bob, you asked for this to be placed.
I think, does everyone have the copies?
Yep.
Essentially, this is a program that would, it's a state grant program that would potentially, there's no guarantee, but it would potentially refund up to half of our expenditures on road maintenance and repair, which could be a pretty significant number. If you look at page 23, I think it was, that's where the requirements are laid out for how we would go about that. We'd have to have a road improvement plan in order to get this, in order to qualify for this program. And I guess I'm a little short on information as to what specific details you need for that plan, but it is something that's reviewed by the County Highway Commissioner, and I don't know if we have a county town road improvement committee or not, that's mentioned in there too. I haven't heard of such a thing, but.
I'm just briefly reading as fast as I can, but I'm just curious, is we do the application, but do we do the work and the application, and then we don't know if we're going to get the reimbursement, or is it, well, we know it before the project, or?
This is every other year.
Yeah, currently we participate in the LRIP program. The last one that we did was, yeah, and it was probably 3-4 years ago. What the county has done is they get a certain amount of funding every biennium from the state. And what the county did then was, because the amount of money that they get isn't a huge amount, they actually split the county in half, where the eastern half towns will get funding for one of the bienniums, and then the western half will get for the next one. So you're actually running a 4-year cycle. The last time that we got funding, I believe, was in 2017 or 16?
16, I
believe. And we'll be back up for funding in the years 2020 and 2021. So what you do is you submit to the county highway commissioner, in this case Nick Schultes, you submit to him the project that you're doing, what's involved with the project. It has to meet the criteria that's in the standards for the LRIP, which is generally reconstruction or new construction. And then you bid the project, you pay the bill, and the county reimburses you,
right?
That's for that.
And you need to post that.
Yeah, it needs to be posted separately as an LRIP project.
Correct.
So we've been participating in this, oh God, since as long as I can remember, so probably for the last 25 years, and it's on a rotating budget, and like I said, it's every 4 years is pretty much what it comes down to, the way the county has it set up.
I'm glad to hear that. I guess I wasted some paper.
No, it's good to. It's
I
good to
find something new.
No, it's good to bring it forward, so you know, people. Because there's different fundings that are out there, but yeah, the LRI, which is local road improvement projects, we participate in. And what the county does too then is every 2 years they'll have a meeting with those towns that are up for funding, and then he'll go through everything with those towns step by step, what you need to submit, what he'll need, the types of projects, and then you go back, bid your projects, and send everything on to Nick, always a good idea to check with him before you're even bidding them to make sure that they would qualify for the funding. So, yeah, it's a good program, and it's over and above the gas tax or the yearly payments that we receive from the state for our gas tax purposes. So, no, it's...
Okay, I'm glad to hear that.
Norm?
Are there any other grant opportunities beyond that one that have been or are available?
There may be through the DOT. Sometimes, a lot of times, they're more involved projects, engineered projects. You know, some towns you'll see them get DOT funding for certain curb, gutter, water, sewer type projects. That I'm aware of right now, I don't know as if we'd have anything that might fall into some other grant funding. There may be out there, but not that I'm aware of right now. So, thanks for bringing it forward, Bill.
You also have the BIA. That's been an ongoing, there's been projects that have been coordinated between the town and the BIA and the tribe.
And the tribe does get a lot of funding through the BIA, which is also a big help to the community as a whole. Any other questions?
No, that answers my question.
Item number 13, discussion approval bartender's license application for Gary M. Parker.
No issues, he's clean record for it, let's see here.
I'll make a motion for approval.
Kind of, we did a background check.
Yep.
Always.
All right, I'll second.
Okay, a motion been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license application for Gary Parker. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 3:11.
So moved.
1:11.
Or 1:11, excuse me.
So moved again.
And I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.